Om Shanti. We Brahmins are on the path of perfection. We all wish that as our beloved Brahma Baba has attained the Karmatit stage or the angelic stage, we also achieve that stage. And I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba for about 5 to 6 years, and all the more then when Baba achieved this stage on 18th January 1969, I was here in Madhuban and I got this opportunity to see the final stage of Brahma Baba for 2 days, that is on 17th and 18th January 1969. And so I consider myself fortunate enough to see that stage. And some of those points may be shared today in the topic newness in efforts. We all wish newness, because if there is no newness in life, life becomes monotonous type, and sometimes we may term it as boring. The things, situations, the daily practices will remain the same. But how to bring the newness in our day-to-day effort? And that was clearly visible from Brahma Baba's life also. It is said that necessity is the mother of invention. As and when we require something, the history is proof that some new invention is made. Just before, is everybody getting translation? I think some are not getting. Please, those who are not getting, may raise their hands. It's fine? Okay. Because you are just trying to communicate with the translator. Okay. So, it is said that necessity is the mother of invention. In the beginning, we have heard that when the yajna was established, there was Om Dhvani. And at that time, it was necessary to have the souls who came in contact with this Gyan to have some sort of realization, so that with that experience, they feel happiness in their life. And so a lot of divine vision part, sakshatkar, they were there, that what we have seen. And later on, when the part of this spiritual knowledge started coming out, so new course, this new knowledge, everybody found that this 7 days course and other things. So first there was a course, and which is offered to the souls who come in Baba's contact. Then Baba said, now it is the revised course. We see that revised Murlis, these Sakar Murlis and Avyakt Murlis are there, which are being revised. So then there was revised course which is still continuing. And these courses were there for, then Baba termed the another course which was further refined as, what was the name Baba used to give? Liberation course. First the normal course, then the revised course, then liberation course. To liberate ourselves from the weaknesses, from various forms of mayas. Physical forms, they are quite visible. We can understand of maya. But the subtle forms, which often are very attractive and which sometimes we are not able to recognize that form of maya. And so, we find ourselves that we are in one or other forms of bondage of maya. Then the liberation course was there. Then it did not stop here. Then Baba is terming now, what is the course which is going on? This is realization course, you see. And this realization, yesterday's Murli was also there. Become experienced soul. Anubhavi Murat Bano. That what was of yesterday's Murli. In our spiritual knowledge also, I feel that Baba was taking us to the subtle and subtle form of knowledge. When in about 1961-62, when we came in contact with this spiritual knowledge, Sakar Baba used to tell that, okay, have control over your actions, your speech. Because till the end, there will be maya which will be coming in your mind, in your thoughts. So, that doesn't make any vikarm, you see. Then, gradually, Baba said that, not only in your thought, but if suppose in your speech also, if you are giving sorrow and taking sorrow, that also forms vikarm, you see. And then later on Baba told that not in the speech, not in action, but even if there is some negativity in your thoughts, in your feeling, emotions, even in your vibrations, in your attitudes, that also actually make you just subjective of vikarm. So Baba is taking us gradually from the, you see, the just visible form of maya to the invisible, subtle forms. So in the newness we should be able to realize, to see what is this thought is coming. And that is why Baba says that whenever maya comes, so just turn it away from a distance. Usually what happens when any weak thought comes to our mind, old sanskars, they erupt when they come, then sometimes it is very pleasing and then they create some sort of, you see, feeling, and that feeling is of some sort of happiness, so-called happiness, negativity. And we allow the thoughts to come and come and come. And when those thoughts overtake us, then we realize, oh, it is the wastage of time and energy, and then we try to turn it away. But it becomes too late, a lot of time and energy is wasted by that time. So now what is required is to recognize those subtle form of Maya. What is the difference in Maya and external form of just the Vighan, Baba says, whatever the problem comes. Problems, they come from outside, you see. If suppose I am going to the center and then suddenly my car, I find that my car is punctured, some tire, some problem came. So this is a sort of Vighan, Maya. Not Maya, but some external problem. But this Vighan comes from outside, that Maya comes from inside. So what is the problem? We may have so many remedies we can think of. But suppose if we come at a stage, no, now it is not possible, I can't go, then let me sleep, or something, so that Maya is from inside. And this problem and this comes from outside. So Baba says, now become now Anubhavi Murat, experienced soul. And when this realization is there, and then what type of realization, you see? One is for us, ourselves, and another realization is for others. Because Baba has said, now there will be mainly two type of papers which will come before Brahmins. The various type of papers we are quite, you see, experienced from our old sanskars and our, you see, these external papers, papers from five elements of nature, papers from, you see, evil souls, etc., various type of papers. But in the present circumstances, in few murlis, Baba has said that there will be mainly two type of papers before Brahmins. So accordingly, our efforts should be oriented to face those papers successfully. So one paper from this body, you see, all the old karmic accounts, they will be there, maybe in the form of diseases, maybe in the form of so many problems from the body. So to face this problem successfully, what Baba used to do is, Baba used to practice just in 1 second away from the body, and at any time whenever he wishes to come back in the body. We were seeing that whenever some party was coming to meet Baba. Now it is also, if suppose we want to meet Dadis, so the time is given, okay, 10 o'clock this UK party, or 10:30 the USA party, like that, maybe different, because in India number of centers are more, so relatively the city wise the time is given. And then when Brahmani, the teacher in charge, used to bring the party, and Baba used to meet either in the hut or in the history hall, or sometimes in Baba's room. At that time Baba's room was very small, only where the bed is there till only that type. Later on this part was extended. Very small room. So teacher used to come, and she often at that time Baba is sitting, having his own Pursharat, eyes open, not in trance, but as he is lost somewhere. And teacher used to say, Baba, Baba, I have come with this party. They have come. Then Baba sometimes used to get a sort of jerk, coming back in the body. The soul doesn't leave, but mentally, Baba used to be away. As Baba says that you may be in the subtle world or Paramdham, the soul world, or in the golden age, like that. So Baba used to be away. When teacher used to interrupt, then Baba used to come and, oh, you have come. Okay. Bring those children. They used to come. Baba used to talk them with them, giving them toli, etc. And then one party used to go back one by one, and Baba used to meet, even suppose if there is there, Baba used to raise it. Oh, come back, come, dear children. And he used to have such magnetic pull, you see. We all used to go, one by one, of course. And the beauty was that as soon as we used to get drishti from Baba, we used to become bodiless, videhi, soul conscious. Maybe for some time, but immediately, as soon as the drishti is there, or we used to go in the lap of Baba. Then after we used to be in that intoxicated stage for maybe some 20, 30 seconds, half minute, 1 minute, and then Baba used to give this sort of indication, oh, come back. And then we also used to come back. Baba used to give toli, ask questions, our introduction, give some directions. Then one used to go, another used to come back. So one thing that whatever experience, because Baba was so much soul conscious, and he came karmatit, you see, within, say, 33 years only. Though Baba was a normal family man, till 1936, Baba was a normal family man, having wife, children, business, and all these worldly activities. But when this knowledge came to Baba, then the transformation started taking place. And from 36 it started taking place, and January 69, Baba became complete. He attained the final stage only in less than 33 years. Now we see, even myself, more than 50 years. We see so many 60 years, 70, 75 in spiritual knowledge. But still, since Baba became in 33 years, because Baba took the spiritual knowledge very seriously. And plus, I am soul. Theoretically we'll know. Practically also we try to establish ourselves in that stage. But Baba practiced it so seriously, and we all know that in diaries Baba wrote, I am soul, Jasoda is soul, Narayan, his wife name and children, because often a human being's mind goes towards his relations, his business, his other persons with whom he come in contact. So Baba really practiced it seriously. And then Baba attained that stage, yes, soul conscious. And that is why whenever he used to see somebody, the other one also used to be soul conscious. And he used to forget about the body consciousness. So we have to practice, because in anything, you see, some practice is there, even finance, money account, and then audit is there, checking whether the things are going in right direction or not. Similarly, here also, time to time, we should have this habit to audit ourselves, to check ourselves again and again, that I am doing Pursharat, fine. But whether that Pursharat is as per the times required, as per the existing things what Baba wants from us. So this was one. So this practice of coming in body and going out of body, that is going to help us a lot when our karmic accounts are there from this body, when we have to settle. Don't think that only old and aged persons, they will be having some problem from the body, diseased or some other problems. No, these are karmic account of not only of this birth, but karmic account of, you see, number of births. So with this body itself, we have to settle these karmic accounts. And so this practice of coming in body and then playing our part, whatever the part is assigned to us, and then again going out of the body. So this will make us, you see, quite powerful to face the paper which is coming from the body. And the second paper is from our family, Brahmin's family, you see. Because as we advance, this our Brahmin family will go on increasing in numbers and in varieties, because somebody's Pursharat and efforts will be fine, last so fast. And somebody may be not as fast as the requirement of time is there. So there may be some events in our life when we see that, oh, such and such our brother or sister is so many years old in this spiritual knowledge, 15, 20, 25, 30 years old, but still he is having this type of weakness. It should not be there. And likewise, so our thoughts will be there, which may be termed as the waste thoughts, weak thoughts. So at that time, what to do? Because whether we want or don't want, it will make us either careless or create some sort of negative feeling towards that soul. So for that one, Baba has said that always remember that each and every soul is selected by Baba. Even the president or prime minister of today, his position may be quite high, but my each and normal, ordinary Brahmin is much, much higher than today's president, prime minister, king or queen, because there must be some unique quality in that soul due to which Baba has selected him. And his part may be visible at some time, though today he may be passing through a low in his life. That is why he is suffering from some weakness. But at other time, definitely he will achieve that stage. So we must see him with all the three, past, present and future. Not only with the present, that he is passing through low, why such and such weakness is there. No, he is a double crowned soul. He is a deity. Even in normal film or drama, you see the parts of various actors is there at different times. All don't play the part same at the same time. Sometime hero is playing, sometime villain, sometime comedian is there, sometime dances, sometime scene of sorrow is there. So that is variety which makes the film or drama much more entertaining. And that is why Baba says that world drama is very dear to Baba, because this drama is perfect. Nothing can be better than this drama. So that type, we see everybody and have this feeling that since this soul is selected by the Supreme, and then the selection of Supreme cannot be wrong. And that is why, though this soul may be passing through that phase, my duty is to give him sakash or light so that he attains his original stage. So these two papers, we have to equip ourselves with these things. But that Baba, what he says time to time. And for that one, what is required? I must be powerful enough so that I can share those powers, those virtues which are there inside me with other, our Brahmin family. So how to make myself inner very more powerful? And that is why Baba says, make your inner nature very powerful. You see, the nature word is having two meanings, we all know. One is this outer five elements of nature. Air, water, ether, and this earth, etc. External five elements of nature, and the other one is my inner nature, my sanskar. And usually, what is prevailing, that outer nature is much more powerful than the inner nature. You see, outer, whenever there is, say, some earthquake or some cyclone is there, some tsunami, and it creates destruction. So we hear the news and we also get ourselves affected by it. Because outer nature is powerful than my inner nature, so outer nature creates that type of effect. But what Baba wants? The reverse of it. My inner nature should be so powerful that it should be able to change the external nature. And now the science also moving in that direction. You also might have heard about various experiments, the experiments by Professor Emoto, etc. How our inner nature, our thoughts create the, you see, changes the composition of water. You all must have heard about Professor Emoto's, that he took in two glasses water. One was exposed to the negative thoughts, feelings, energy, other with the positive one. And when it was crystallized accordingly, the crystals which were exposed with the positive labeling or positive vibration, positive thoughts, very good ornamental type of crystal and not so good in the negative filing. So our inner nature actually is very powerful, but we are not fully well versed about the power of our inner nature. We have to bring it out. And that is the experiments which are presently going on. This is on the water, and accordingly their yogic kheti, the farming, that when the seed, etc., they are exposed and the land is exposed through the yoga and positive vibration feeling, and when it is sown, then the agriculture product which comes out, that is much, much more, better than the conventional type of farming. And it has been tested in the laboratory that they are having lesser fat content, more protein, more carbohydrate, etc., more vitamins and other things. We are having memorandum of understanding with some agriculture universities in India. So like that, experiments are going on. What Baba says, that our inner nature, so that it converts the negativity into positivity of other human beings. That is possible when my own nature is there, where there is no negativity in it. And so I have to see first that how much powerful my inner nature, inside nature. And we used to see Baba. And nature means our thoughts, feelings, emotions, our attitude. And Baba was gradually mastering it. I remember that whenever there was something, earlier we used to meet Baba, Brahma Baba, and that we used to tell him, this is my Pursharat, this is Seva and services. And Baba used to listen and then give the corrections. Then gradually, as the time was passing, Baba was giving very less time to us. Within a minute or two, Baba used to understand. We started telling about any problem or anything, Baba will understand immediately, and Baba will say, okay, and Baba understood. We were astonished. How, Baba, I have just started telling you. But Baba used to tell, no, Baba understood it. And then Baba used to give the solution. But what I saw on 17th and 18th January, that is really worth mentioning. because Baba has almost attained his karmatita stage, and during those two periods there were not so many parties, and I had the good fortune to be there and got number of opportunities to meet Baba during those 2 days, some 6-7 times. And every time I used to go to Baba and just thinking, now I will ask about my own personal Purusharth. Now, since I was running center there in one remote part of India where I was posted in the government job, so I will ask about this services, ask about some difficulties. So as soon as I used to go to Baba, the Baba will give drishti, just few seconds, and then Baba will say, oh, you have come for this, okay, do like this and it will happen like this. During those 2 days, number of times I was not required to speak even a single word. You see, whatever was going in the mind, immediately Baba used to catch it and accordingly. This is actually what Baba says, Man jite jagat jeet. Conquer your mind. Man ke hare har hai, man ke jite jeet. Once you lose your mind, you are defeated, and once you are having victory over your thoughts, you are a victorious thoughts. So this is the newness, what is required now, because Baba has said recently during the last Murli also on 24th, and now, that the time requires that we must be able to change the environment, the atmosphere, through our vritti, through our attitude, through our awareness. We must be able to change that environment. That is required. Now people will not listen about what we speak, what we do. But lot of problems are there in the society. If people are facing lot of problems. And if we want that they come out of this one, they get the peace and happiness, accordingly, I have to change their attitude, their, you see, feelings. We have to change their awareness. And that is possible only when our own awareness, our own attitude is very positive, very powerful. So that what I saw there at that time, during those 2 days. And what I saw on 18th January, Baba was giving his last Murli. And 18th January. And when Baba was giving his this last Murli, usually, since Baba's age was quite old, 93 years, and lot of cold was there, so Baba used to have a sore throat, you see. And when the sore throat was there, Baba used to have problem sometimes. So what Baba, he was a manifestation of immense inner power. So Baba used to have with sore throat, and sometimes we used to feel that, oh, Baba is having problem this. But very next moment, Baba will change the situation. His inner nature powerful, so that he will change this external problem which is coming, and Baba will say, oh, you see, tomorrow, near Baba's, you see, seat, there used to be in the history hall, picture of translate of Lord Krishna, or Lakshmi Narayan translate, and Baba will say, oh, you see, tomorrow Baba is going to be like that, you see. Today lot of problem, old body and old things are there. The problems are there, but tomorrow Baba will be having that type of, you see, new body, new everything. What type of world it will be like that? And with his own thoughts and feelings, Baba used to change the situation. And then Baba will say, oh, one should be happy. You also should be have these powers, to change it. And Baba used to feel, oh, do you know, in Sindhi there is one word, that khagya. I don't know what does, but Baba used to tell, you should have so much inner happiness. It must come out. Do you know what is khagya? The Baba used to tell, oh yes, oh, tomorrow I will become like this. And Baba's face used to become shine like a very young child, and oh, tomorrow I am going to get this thing, very full of happiness, you see. Earlier, few seconds before, Baba, it looked like Baba is suffering, but the very next moment, Baba used to change the situation. This is one of the, because those were the almost the last days of the corporeal media of Baba, Shri Baba. So, these was the subtle practices of Baba, which is required by us to be practiced now. And to attain the stage, so that if karmic accounts, they come, and they will definitely come, but we should not be affected by those karmic accounts. Our Pursharat must continue. So, these are some of the things which I saw, and in the end what I saw, that though Baba, after the class, Baba went, and that in the last Murli, that not a single time Baba had that cough, sore throat. Not a single time any problem, which shows that when we also achieve Karmatita stage, final stage, our all karmic accounts will be settled and our Pursharat, our effort will conquer all the karmic accounts. They will not bother us. They will not create any problem. And after that, giving Murli, Baba got up, and 18th January, and then he started moving outside, and just again he stopped 2-3 times, and again started giving drishti to all. And that was because Baba was having that feeling that today this is the last time through this corporeal body through which I am meeting these all children. So then Baba went out, and then Baba said that, okay, Baba is taking leave, you see. And then Baba went, and we all know that how he left the body. So from within my, with his some 7 to 8 years association with Baba, we were seeing that how Baba's efforts, Pursharat, was changing as per time, as the time used to pass. Earlier, there was emphasis on physical aspects, and gradually it became subtle, 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 and ultimately it became so much subtle that even the thoughts, emotions, feelings, there was no negativity. And Baba used to tell at that time also that try to give your sakash, power, to these 5 elements of nature. And Baba used to purify those 5 elements of nature, which was quite clear now. Because when Baba left the body, and his body remained, 18th January night Baba left the body. All 18th night, 19th morning, 19th night, 20th morning and 20th night, and 21st afternoon, it was consumed to flame. But even after say some 65 hours or so, Baba's body was shining. And the stiffness, though little stiffness was there, but the body was not stiffed, you see. It was quite flexible. I asked number of times with doctors, okay, is it possible? Medical practitioner, they say it is not, but I am a witness to it. I was there. We gave the bath to Baba before giving this body to the flame. But Baba's face was shining. No decomposition, no injection was giving, no chemical lotion was applied, anything. But that is a symbol of conquering the 5 nature, 5 elements of nature. So along with our own Pursharat, that is why Baba says, spread the positive vibration, give the positive vibration to these 5 elements of nature. And when these 5 elements of nature get purified, then that will be our last effort. Because these 5 elements of nature are responsible for creating the bodies, whether it is Golden Age or the Kali Yuga or Sangam Yuga. They are our nearest friends. So we must have these, with these five elements of nature, we have to purify, and right from the very beginning till the end of the kalpa, then they will be helping us if we make friendship with them. And we inculcate the qualities of these five elements of nature. And that itself is a very big subject. The time is over. But just for example, say one element. If the water is there, you see. Water is having which quality, biggest quality? Say, flexibility. Wherever you take the water in glass, it will adjust itself with the glass. You take in a spoon, you take in bucket, it will adjust everywhere. Similarly, our nature should also be like that, so that I am able to adjust myself in any situation with any other my companions, colleagues. And I should not speak that, oh, it is easy to adjust with this soul, but difficult to adjust with that soul. No. As water is able to adjust, so like that. Likewise, all the five elements having whatever the qualities, virtues are there, we must try to create friendship with those elements, virtues, so that in the end, when there is lot of, you see, in nature, lot of turbulence will be there, and then disturbances, the paper will come, these elements, they don't become responsible for making me suffer due to the turbulence in the nature. Because a friend in need is friend indeed. So that what is required to see myself time to time, whether this thing I am able to do. It is a very big subject that I am not touching, just example I have told. So we must see that there is daily something new and new in our Purusharth, so that it becomes, it will inspire us and make us happy in life. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
संसार मिलता है।